Yeah, certainly there's unanimous support, I think, across the Midwest for this to reinstate the likes of Nina, Limerick and Ennis as Model 3 hospitals. So that's the public wants it, everyone wants it. The only people who don't seem to want it to be the people in charge.
And I suppose just your colleague beside you at the meeting, Fine Gael councillor Mary Howard, was I suppose articulating the point that maybe the time is over for meetings, and I know you were offered that by the UL Hospitals Group and intend to take up that offer. But what about that point that this is an issue that has been ongoing for such a long period of time that I guess, and I know the UL Hospitals Group has offered the meeting, but I'm sure as an elected representative that you'd like to see action as much as words now at this point.
Yeah, look, to date, the government have tried several times to deal with the overcrowding and failed miserably. And look, I think I'd really hope to just follow what the public wants and to take action and bring the likes of Ennis-Aney back. But that's not what I was offered. I was offered another meeting. Not much else I can do but take it really and keep harping on. But I echo what Mary Howard says, and I think all us councillors are frustrated, but we have to keep banging the same drum and hopefully someday they'll listen, you know.
And I know that reply to you mentioned bed capacity again as a significant reason why overcrowding is the way that it is. And I know that others would maybe point to the lack of use of other facilities such as Ennis-Nina and St John's. But does that concern you? Obviously, the 96-bed block unit, which has got planning and it is out to tender, etc., is in the process of being laid on and made available. But even with that, that there's a suggestion that there may not be enough beds to go around. I mean, that's a concerning state of affairs.
Yeah, I think we need both. I think we need the 96 extra beds, and I think we need Ennis-Nina pulling their weight as well. Like, if you look at the likes of Bandislaw, a Model 3 hospital which complements, Galway City very well, and I think that's what we need from the likes of Ennis-Nina. Because even with this, I think we're going to see growing numbers constantly, even with the extra 96 beds. I still think there's a massive need for an A&E in Ennis and in Nina. And I think what you see happening, like the Bandislaw, paramedics often make a decision about which hospital they go to based on the condition of the patient, and that's something that could happen there. But we need Ennis and Nina involved, regardless of this 96 beds.
How concerned are you about the next number of months as we come into winter? Over 80 patients on trolleys today, and that's the 24th of May. We're already being warned of a potential spike coming into, next winter again of COVID, a potential fourth, fifth wave. There'll probably be some aspect of a winter flu season to deal with as well, along with all the other winter ailments that traditionally occupy emergency departments, not just in UHL but elsewhere. I suppose some of the solutions that are being put forward, whether it be Ennis-Nina, St John's, whether it be extra beds, they're all very much long term and certainly won't be on stream by October, November. So how concerned are you about the next 6 months or so?
Yeah, the reality is people are dying because of overcrowding, and you talk about the numbers today, and it's a sad case that I'm not shocked, and I don't think anyone's shocked anymore to hear how bad UHL is. It's almost accepted that the emergency department is in disarray, and I feel very much for the people who are left in trolleys and hallways abandoned, and are actually blocking up the hallways, which was pointed out as well, and also the staff are demoralised and exhausted. And there was a lot of questions today about staffing and how they said it's not as bad as it seems, but the hospital isn't designed with the staff when it's not overcrowded, not when it has the numbers it has now. But yeah, it's going to get worse. I imagine it's trending one direction, and it's terrible for people in the Midwest. And you hear about, they were in the meeting today talking about a lot of the other hospitals around the country, and they're nowhere near as bad. And we've been abandoned down here in the Midwest, and I'm going to try my best to improve the situation, but it's probably going to get worse before it gets better.